Gildan Media presents Your Coach in a Box, affordable, life-changing audio programs.
Confucius and the World He Created. Written by Michael Schumann. Read by Stephen Menash. Introduction: How Confucius Changed the World. I never expected a Chinese man who lived 2,500 years ago to crash my wedding. In the spring of 2009, I married my longtime girlfriend, Eunice, who is a Korean-American journalist. And although the main ceremony was planned as a standard white-dress Judeo-Christian affair, she also wanted to add a Korean ritual called a payback. Eunice would change into a traditional, brightly colored, flowing Korean gown known as a hanbok, and both of us would bow down before her parents. Then they would offer us a blessing and toss walnuts and dates into her billowing skirt as an encouragement of fertility. When Eunice informed me about the payback, I got a sick feeling in my stomach. I was extremely uncomfortable with bowing. The ritual demanded a highly stylized, obsequious, forehead-to-the-floor kind of bow. Growing up Jewish, I was taught that people should have respect for themselves and not bow down before anyone. The Bible's Book of Esther, read during every Purim celebration, tells how a vengeful Persian official almost annihilated the local Jews because one Jewish man refused to bow before him. Even God rarely merits a full prostration in modern Jewish religious practice. More commonly, we merely bend our knees and briefly dip our heads as a sign of deference to the Almighty. But in East Asia, bowing is a regular feature of everyday life, a routine method of being polite to others, especially those in authority. People bow to older family members, bosses in the office, government officials, even seniors at universities. A friend of mine who spent many years working in Tokyo once joked that, "You know you've been in Japan too long when you start bowing while talking on the phone." Bowing to Eunice's parents was not quite the same as these other run-of-the-mill types, however. The gesture carried greater weight and meaning. In Korea, as in the rest of East Asia, parents are often treated with a degree of reverence rarely witnessed in the modern West. By bowing to Eunice's father, I would be fulfilling my proper duty as...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?